You can't do this anymore. But I picked her up, petted on her just a little bit. And she hugged my neck. I'm telling you, she squeezed my neck. And it's like the Holy Ghost said, wonder when the last time was anybody hugged that little girl. Now, you know what that'll do? That'll give you a burden. That'll give you a burden. You won't get a burden sitting here in the house of God, but you'll get a burden. You go out in the world and see how people are living. You'll get a burden. So you get thirsty. You know, people, they don't come to church because they're not thirsty. And the reason they're not thirsty, they haven't been doing anything. You have to do something, work up a thirst, don't you? I remember when I was a boy, I used to bale hay in the summer. Because I played sports during school, and so I had to have some money, so I baled hay. Back then, any teenage boy could have a job if he wanted to bale hay. And I baled hay for Paul Keckley. He had round bales, not the big ones, the little round bales. And I baled hay from Uncle Bob Jensen. He had the rectangle, I called them square bales with wire binding. He had to use hooks. And then I baled hay for Paul Carey. He had square bales with binder twine. You wore a pair of leather gloves. And I won't go through all the story, but I know my Uncle Bob Jensen, he used to bale in third gear. He baled wide open. If you ever a farmer, you know what I'm talking about. He baled wide open until we sheared a pin. And the thing was, he was the only one I ever baled for. I had to use hooks, and there are two of us on the wagon baling in third gear, and hooks flying. It's amazing I'm still alive today. But Mr. Carey, I'd bale hay for him, and I'd love to bale hay. I never would have told him this, but I would have paid him to let me bale hay. You know why? Because Mrs. Carey would cook us a meal. And we'd come around the end of the night and come around the bend and on that wagon, and we'd have a full load, and I'd see that pickup truck coming from the house, and there'd be a flatbed wagon out there. She'd have different kind of meats and potatoes and casseroles. Just all kind of stuff, a couple different kind of pies and cakes. And I'm telling you, talk about a good cook. They always tell me farmers' wives are the best cooks. I'm not sure if it's true. It might be just that farmers are hungrier than everybody else. But I remember one time I was baling straw for Mr. Carey. Now, if you've ever baled straw, you know it's really slippery. And where we were baling up in Michigan, we were on the side of a hill. And I don't know how many times I had fallen off the wagon that day trying to bale on that little side of that hill and slipped off there. It was hot, and it was the middle of the day, and I'd had about all I could stand. And we pulled around the corner, and I saw that a pickup truck pull out, and I knew it wasn't time for supper, and I couldn't figure out what was going on. And so when we got there, we stopped. Mr. Carey turned the tractor off. He said, come on, let's take a break. And we went over there, and she had a big old metal bucket filled with ice, and in it were about 5 bottles of Dr. Pepper. She'd had those things on ice. Now, I never liked Dr. Pepper. I didn't even like the name of it. It reminded me of going to the doctor. And I did not like it. I would not drink it. But I'm telling you, that day I looked in that bucket and those glass bottles and the condensation is just dripping off them, and they were cold and I was hot. And I went over and I popped the top off that thing and turned that bottle up and swallowed that thing down, just guzzled it down. It was the best thing I had ever tasted in my life. You know, people come to the house of God and they say, well, that preacher didn't do nothing for me. Let me tell you why. You didn't come thirsty. If you'd have come thirsty, you'd have been, maybe not with your body, but in your heart, you'd have been on the edge of your seat saying, preacher, give me something. I got to have something to give them guys at work. I got to have something to give my family. Preacher, give me something. So you come thirsty, and then you go to the place where the water is. You say, well, I'll get my help out on the boat on Sunday morning. No, you won't get any help from God out there. I'll get my help out in the deer blind on Wednesday night. No, you won't get any help out there. I'll get my help at house church. No, you won't get any help out there. Are you listening now? You got to come to the house of God. There's a designated place. And then you come where somebody else has drawn some water. Now, I'm going to talk to you about getting something for yourself in a minute, but you're going to have help from somebody else. All of us have got to have help from somebody else. And so God has given us pastors. Brother James Brown is my pastor. I go home. I love to go home. And I'll go home and he'll say, you want to preach? I said, I'd rather hear you preach. Now, normally when he asks me, I preach because that's what God called me to do. But if I had my druthers, I'd like to hear him preach because I need preaching and you need preaching. because you and I can't find everything that's in that Bible, but God will show your preacher something when he's in there praying and calling on God. You ever come to church and it seemed like somebody had called the preacher and told him what you'd been doing all day?